Welcome to the Mind and My Wellness podcast, your podcast for all things macros, movement, mindset, and everything in between. I'm your host, Dani Marienberg, an ex-yo-yo dieting cardio junkie turned sustainable nutrition coach who's helped over 1,000 women feel confident in their skin by learning how to eat for their goals without sacrificing a life well lived. I created the Mind and My Wellness podcast to give you simple, effective, and manageable tips you can take away from each episode and implement in your daily life to look and feel like the best version of you. Each week, my guests and I teach you the secrets to mastering your health and owning your power. Nutrition, mindset, movement, and women's health are all topics you'll find here. Think of our time together as your productive little health break from the day. So grab your headphones, fill up your water, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind and My Wellness podcast. This is your host, Dani, and I'm very excited because I am bringing you a new series that I hope and intend to help you with whatever goal it is that you have to take your most advantage of it, whether that's fat loss, body recomposition, or just increasing your energy and feeling really good as we head into summer. And that is with a series on how we burn calories. And what I intend with this series is to break down the three different ways in which we burn calories on a day-to-day basis, and then teach you exactly what we can and can't control within those to optimize and use them towards your advantage. So without further ado, to highlight the next 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about those three different ways we burn calories. And today we're diving into BMR. The next week, we're going to dive into the thermic effect of activity, followed by week three, which is the thermic effect of food. These are the three different ways that we can burn calories. And they're quite interesting. And you might be shocked with the information in them. And you might think that there are certain things that you can control more than you actually can, or certain things that you're doing that you think might be impacting your overall progress, and it's actually not making as much of a difference as you might think. So I'm excited to share this series with you. Like I said, over the next 3 weeks, we'll be diving into each of these to help you better understand what you can and can't control when it comes to calories burned, ways to increase your daily caloric burn in more efficient and effective ways, and how you can take advantage of each of these to see your best results. So in today's episode, we are going to be diving into the first category of this series, which is going to be your RMR. And your RMR is your resting metabolic rate. Now, if you've heard of BMR, it's essentially the same thing. They can be used interchangeably. And your BMR is your basal metabolic rate. So really, when it comes down to what's actually the difference between these two, it's when you're testing for your BMR or your RMR. And 99.9% of us are never actually going to physically test what our BMR is. That requires, you know, this extensive breath test, but you can kind of use these interchangeably because they're going to be very, very similar in terms of the actual reporting. So your RMR or your BMR, this is your resting metabolic rate. And this refers to the amount of calories that you burn each day in a resting state just through your natural body processes. So if you think about it, there are so many body processes occurring throughout the day that we don't even think about, from digestion to body temperature regulation, to breathing in and out through our lungs. I mean, yeah, sure, sometimes we're thinking about breathing, but for the most part, day through night, our breath is carried through and our lungs are working hard for us. And that does require energy. All of these body processes do require energy from the body. So thus, energy equals calories. So as we are exerting that energy, we are burning calories. So what determines your BMR? And everyone's BMR is going to be different, and it's going to differ depending on a few factors. Your BMR is largely determined by your total lean mass. especially muscle mass, because lean mass requires a lot more energy to maintain in the body. But your BMR is also determined by your size and age, which will change over time. And I'll get more into this too. But to understand what your BMR is, I will go ahead and link my favorite BMR calculator down in the show notes to give you a rough estimate of what your BMR is. However, these will never take into account your muscle mass. So when you go to do an online BMR calculator, you'll see it asks for your height, your weight, and your age. It starts to just average things out and provide you with an average BMR based off of those factors. So it's not completely accurate, but at least it will give you a ballpark figure. Again, it's not taking into account your muscle mass. So for somebody who has the same height, weight, age, but has a bit more muscle mass on their body, their BMR or RMR is going to be slightly different than somebody who has less muscle mass. But again, it'll give you a ballpark figure. And I like knowing what that number is. And we're going to dive into why that is later in this episode too. So we talked about what BMR is. We talked about what determines your BMR. Now, how much does your BMR actually play in the amount of calories that you burn per day? And your BMR actually makes up a vast, vast majority of the calories that you burn per day. And it makes up roughly 60 to 75% of your daily caloric expenditure, meaning the daily amount of calories you're burning per day. That is a huge chunk. That makes up about almost 3/4 of the daily calories that you're burning per day. So how, if any way, are we able to manipulate this? Are we actually able to influence our BMR to burn more calories at rest throughout the day? And the truth is, there's actually not too much we can do to increase our BMR outside of one thing, and that is to build lean muscle mass. I hope you're loving today's episode. I wanted to quickly interrupt to share with you something that I only wish I knew years ago on my health journey that changed everything for me. I was the girl who had tried every diet under the sun, worked out 7 days a week, yet was constantly left feeling disappointed that all my hard work and time wasn't paying off. Can you relate? If the answer is yes, then my free training, 3 Steps to Transform Your Body with Macros, is just for you. In this training, I share the secrets to leveraging your metabolism to lose fat without restriction, eliminating the foods you love, or sacrificing a life well lived. So if you're ready to say so long to yo-yo dieting and kick low-calorie diets to the curb, you're not going to want to miss this free training. Head on over to mindedmymacros.com/free-training to register today. Or you can head on over to my show notes to find the link. I hope to see you there. All right, now back to the episode. The more muscle we have on our body, the more energy it requires our body to maintain that muscle. Thus, energy, again, is calories. We'll be burning more calories at rest because of that energy needed for that muscle upkeep. This is exactly why I tell my clients to worry less about the number on your Apple Watch when you're working out. If you're doing a cardio workout versus a strength-focused workout, I know I fell victim to this for years and years and years before I was really educated on this topic. And it can be a mental game when you are thinking about, okay, well, my cardio workouts are way more effective than strength training because I'm burning, 400 more calories doing cardio than I am with strength training. But those calories are not synonymous. They are not equal, nor are the calories burned in your strength workouts actually telling the complete story. So if you do a cardio workout and you see you've burned 600 calories, but then you do a strength workout and you see you've only burned 200 calories, you might be thinking, okay, well, I'm going to keep doing this cardio workout because it is way more effective than strength training. When in reality, your Apple Watch or your fitness tracker, whatever it is that you're wearing, is not telling the complete story because it is not taking into account the amount of lean muscle mass it is helping you build to increase your overall BMR or RMR. So in the long run, you'll actually burn more calories overall through building muscle, aka strength training, progressive overload plan, versus cardio. Because if we're looking at holistically how we burn calories in a day and how much of that calorie burn comes from where, your BMR makes up a vast majority of that. So if you can increase your muscle mass, you have more opportunity to burn more calories per day. Now, this also leads me to my next point, which at the beginning, I said that your BMR takes into account a couple things: your height, your weight, your age, and then of course, lean muscle mass is incorporated in that as well. However, on average, our BMR declines in the latter half of life, typically by 1% to 2% per decade. And this is largely due to what we think is age, but it's really actually due to a degradation or loss in muscle mass. So if you work to build and preserve muscle mass throughout your life, you can actually work to maintain a high functioning BMR. And this is just one reason why I always recommend to continuously get rechecked and get new, if you are tracking macros, get new macro adjustments. Never use a macro count from 2 years ago, because if you've been focusing on building muscle, it's going to change. If you haven't been building muscle, but you are 2 years older now, your BMR might have changed a little bit. So it's really important that you are working with every stage of life and understand that your BMR can change. But the great news is that it won't just necessarily change with age if we are incorporating that strength training to help to build and preserve that muscle mass to really maintain that high functioning BMR. The last thing I want to leave you with here is that there's one very important note when it comes to your BMR and your diet. And I always like to let everyone know this because I think a lot of us, especially as women, might be surprised that we fall into this category. So if you do test to see where your BMR is roughly landing, where your estimated BMR is, and you notice that you are eating at or below your BMR, you need to make some serious nutritional and diet changes. If you're eating significantly under your BMR, your body will start to break down muscle for energy. And in addition to that, you will not have much energy and you'll probably feel more sluggish and lethargic. If this is resonating with you, if you're listening to this, like, yes, I feel very low energy, I feel very lethargic, and you calculate out your BMR and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm like, that's kind of what I'm eating right now in terms of calories. It's because of that. We really need to focus on building your metabolism. And I talk all about this specifically in my free training. If you have not taken my free masterclass, I highly recommend, because I dive in super deep to this topic. You can find it at mindandmymacros.com/masterclass. I'll also link it down in the show notes for you. But if this is resonating with you, take the time to watch that training because it will answer so many questions for you. And then I provide 3 steps that you can take today to start actually transforming your body and seeing those results. So with that said, if you are eating at or below your BMR, it is important that you start to recognize that and start to prioritize your metabolism and metabolic health. This can also lead to a bit of weight loss resistance, meaning your body refuses to shed body fat. And again, I talk about this in that free training as well. But holistically, these are some, downfalls of eating at or near your BMR, but there are some more significant issues that can be a result of this as well, including leading to infertility issues or cycle complications in women, as well as osteoporosis. So it's very important that we are prioritizing eating an appropriate amount for our BMR. Plus, there are additional ways we're also burning calories too, which we're going to talk about in the next 2 episodes. So it's important, if you do recognize that you are eating at or below your BMR, let's start to change some things with your diet, because if you're struggling to see results, this could be why. All right. So To recap this short little bite-sized episode on your BMR, we talked about what your BMR or your RMR are. Your BMR is your basal metabolic rate. Your RMR is your resting metabolic rate. Essentially, this is just the rate of calories you use per day in a resting state. And everyone's BMR is going to be different, but it will be determined by your body size and your muscle mass primarily. It makes up roughly 60 to 75% of the calories you expend per day. However, the only way we can really increase our BMR is through building more muscle. So if you prioritize building muscle, you can work to increase your BMR, increase the amount of calories you're burning at rest per day because of that. And it can also help to maintain a healthy BMR as we age. And lastly, it's very important to ensure that you're not eating at or below your BMR for long-term and for short-term health reasons. All right, my friends. Well, be sure to tune in to next week's episode where I'm going to talk all about TEA. And no, that is not a special tea that's going to solve all your problems. That's the thermic effect of activity. And I'm going to be breaking down how this contributes to your overall caloric burn and your metabolic rate to help you look and feel your best. If you liked this episode and if you're excited for the rest of the series, please share it with a friend who would also benefit. And it means the world to me if you leave a rating and review for this podcast. So you can head on down and leave a quick review. It means so much to me. And I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in and listening every single week. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, keep minding your wellness. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. I love hearing from you. So shoot me a DM over on Instagram at @mindandmymacros to keep the convo going. If you've learned anything from this episode or any of my past episodes, I'd really love it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love hearing what you've learned or what you've taken away from any of these episodes. It means so much to me when you do that. And if you have any friends you know that need a little help kicking some old dieting mentalities to the curb and want some simple, effective, and sustainable tips to feel their best, share a link to this episode with them. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.